Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Marcela and I'm calling from Abino Research. We are a private market research firm and we are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening we're conducting research.
I don't have any page. I'm an old lady. I don't have one page.
Sorry?
I have pain maybe with my chin sometimes, but I don't have pain.
Oh, no, don't worry. It's just a survey in your community, and we'd like to get some of your opinions. So if you have, like, 15 minutes, you can answer a couple questions.
I know what I'm talking about. I would.
Yeah.
I don't know.
First of all, just to get started, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
You're asking me if I'm the owner of my house? Is that what you said? What did you ask?
Does any member of your household work for a radio or television station?
No, I'm alone here, all by myself. I run the house myself.
Oh, okay, that's great then.
And I'm 93. And I look 83, and I act like 73. Why don't you want to know?
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Well, I was always Republican.
Republican, thank you.
Yeah.
And as you're aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections, right? So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? So the options are, I am definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote.
You kidding? They got all that just to vote.
Sorry?
I vote all the time. I always
okay.
vote all my life.
Okay, thank you. And you said you were 95, right?
93. Don't make me any older.
Oh, okay. Sorry. And
still run around a block.
No, but that's
I run my own household.
That's great. You sound very healthy. I don't think I'm gonna get like 90 something. I'm 21. My back hurts, and I'm always like complaining about everything.
Well, you poor kid. I don't have one pain. Except my kids, they do have pain.
Okay.
You're young, yeah. You have almost pain. My goodness.
Yeah, I know. I'm always complaining about everything. But okay,
just don't think about it. Just take it out of your mind, you know. So.
Yeah. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I believe the right direction. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And from the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? So I'm going to read a couple options, and you can choose one. Like, you just let me know which one you think is best.
Yeah.
So the first one is public safety issues like crime and legal immigration, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, economic issues like taxes and government spending, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn.
Well, there's so many on there, almost all I like. I mean, abortion, I don't like abortion. I'd rather they have the baby and adopt it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm against abortion.
Okay,
and,
that's great. And now I will give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with, and please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. So I'm going to give you the names, and you tell me if you're very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, if you have no opinion of you, or if you've never heard of them before.
Right.
So The first one is Keith Warner.
Oh, you say Warner?
Keith Warner.
No, I used to be very, in New Jersey, very into politics and stuff, but when I came to Florida, I just did away with it a lot. So a lot, I don't really know, you know?
Okay, so you never heard of? What about Mark
Jordan?
No, I heard
of, but if I read his, if he sent me an article of his, what he does and what he really is, I may vote for him. You know what I mean? You get mail from people like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then I look into it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's important to like look for the things that they do and what they say.
Yeah.
What about Mark Jordan?
Yeah, he's pretty, I've heard of him. Yeah, I like him a lot. Yeah.
Okay. Nan Cobb?
I've heard of him, but not, I don't really know much about him, so. I really don't know.
Maybe?
No, I really don't know any because I'm not involved like I used to be.
Okay. That's okay. What about Anthony Sabatini?
Yeah, Sabatini, yeah. I see that name. He reminds me of a magician. I don't know why. I'm waiting to take the rabbit out of the hat. That's what he reminds me of, Sabatini. I see his name all over. You tell me, he reminds me of a magician.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Sabatini, he sounds, I see his name all over and things written. He sounds like he knows what he's doing, that's for sure. I could really vote for him, really. If he pulled that rabbit out of the hat, I'll vote for him, though.
So you would say very favorable or somewhat?
Yeah, very favorable.
Okay. What about
that's what he reminds me of, with that name.
Yeah, it's because of the name.
The magician.
What about Ron DeSantis?
Oh, yes. Very, very good governor. Yes, Ron DeSantis.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
I mean, he's not perfect, but I like what he stands for. And
no one's perfect. Yeah. What about Donald Trump?
Oh, I love him. I wish
okay.
my daughter...
Okay.
If he was younger, I wish I could have married him. No, if I was younger. I'm much older than him.
What about Mike Levin?
Yeah. Oh, I like him too, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know which one to choose. I like them all.
Yeah, I mean, you can choose, like, very favorable or somewhat favorable.
Yeah, well, favorable, yeah. Yeah, Donald Trump and all them favorable, really.
What about Kerry Baker?
I've heard something favorable with him, too. I've heard a lot about him, yeah.
Okay. David Jordan?
What were they favorable and what?
You can choose very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Oh, favorable. Yeah, I've heard of them too. Some people, I read it when they send me their biography and stuff like that I get, I read it, you know, and
okay.
Otherwise they wouldn't know them too well. They're supposed to be honest, but I don't know how many are honest. Sorry to say that.
It's okay. And the last one for the list is Addie Owens.
Really, I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. And now, if the Republican primary elections for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The options are Addie Owens, Keith Warner, Nan Cobb, or Mike Levin.
Oh, Mike Levin.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Levin?
Yeah.
Definitely or probably?
I definitely believe I would.
Okay. And from the same list of candidates, who would be your second choice in the Republican primary elections for Florida State House? The options are still Addie Owens, Keith Warner, and Nan Cobb.
You said Owen, that, I've heard that name before, but who were the other two?
Keith Warner
and
Nan Cobb and Addie Owens.
Addie Owens, I read a little bit about him. I would say Addie Owens, yeah.
Okay. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
You're talking about Biden? They ought to shove him over the ocean, number one. It's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse.
Not okay. Nice to say, because I knew him when he was a senator, so if I was ever near him, I'd boot him in the rear end. Okay. Not sorry to say that.
No, it's okay.
Anyway, I would.
Generally speak. Sorry?
I know him from too long, and I know what he is and what he does.
Yeah. And generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion. So I'm going to read two, paragraphs, and you tell me which one is closer to what you think. The first one is, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. And the second one is, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government.
Well, that you should always have. You should make a choice that way. But you think they would come together? I don't know. I wish they would. But
yeah.
A lot of obstacles stand in the way. You know, sometimes they're stubborn like I am on some issues like I am, you know. So
yeah.
I would love to see them get together, even if they're on the left or the right, you know, Democrat, Republican. They all have good ideas, but if they could put it all together, you would get the best idea maybe, you know.
So you would rather they work together.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden?
Don't mention that name.
I knew him
as a senator. I wanted to boot him then.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to hear this and you're going to like them then. So I'm going to read them. The first one is, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. The second one is, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, I am voting for Donald Trump. I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. And the third one is, Joe Biden's debate performance proves that what we all knew all along, he has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
Gee, that's a lot. But whatever it is, I'm voting for Trump, whatever it is. I wouldn't vote for Biden if he was the last guy on earth. You tell him that. Because I knew him as a senator, I wanted to boot him. You know what? He was a wise guy. He hit the women on the head, then he hit them on the behind. Because I used to see him do that when I was in politics.
Oh.
He's the old go, good old Joe. Good old Joe, like a boot. I'm sorry to talk that way.
Would you choose the second one or the third one?
The second one, I think, was what?
But you strongly dislike Joe Biden and you would vote for Donald Trump, but you are somewhat sympathetic towards him.
Well, I would.
That one?
Yeah, I'm not sympathetic against Biden. No way. But I think he was the last guy enough I wouldn't vote for him. So I'm just saying that.
Okay. So
I would vote for Trump because I knew Trump and I knew a part of his family I knew, you know?
Oh, really?
But that this girl, they used to come to my church. Her son-in-law married one of the people from Trump's family.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I told him he's good, but if you ever see Biden,
okay,
boo him one.
Okay.
You can write that down. I would boo him. Really?
Okay.
I only tell the truth.
Yeah, that's.
I tell you, he used to be wise guy Joe when I was in politics.
Yeah. The next one is, As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraisers, Gary Baker, qualified as a writing candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a writing candidate so he wouldn't have to pay for the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a writing candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? So I'm going to read two paragraphs again, and you tell me which one you think is better. So the first one is Mark Jordan.
I got the first word you said, I forgot what you said. Something about,
sorry?
Well, Baker, I knew a little about him. I don't know about that one.
You didn't know about
What would the question be on that? What would the question be on that?
I'm going to give you, I'm going to read two statements for you, and you tell me which one you think comes closer to your opinion regarding what you just heard. Okay? Okay, so the first one is Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just failed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. And the next one is, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this.
Yeah, him, before you go on, he's the one I like, Jordan. Then I know quite a bit about Jordan.
Yeah? So which one would you say fits most or is closer to what you think?
It's Jordan.
The second...
Didn't you mention Jordan? Didn't you mention Jordan?
In both of them, but do you want me to read them again?
No, in fact, I really don't understand what you were saying on them. In just plain words, which one? What am I supposed to choose on them?
Okay,
is Jordan running on that one?
Do you want me to read the first statement, which explains what's happening?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so as you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a writing candidate instead of a Republican candidate. So Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a writing candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be the writing candidate. So that's basically what's happening, the situation, and the options, do you want me to read them again?
Yeah, they're the appraisers you're talking about. The ones that appraise the property, your house and property and stuff, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's
in a way.
Yes.
Yeah, and which one would be? You said Jordan was on that one.
Kerry Baker.
Kerry Baker. Yeah.
Yeah, is the one qualifying as a writing candidate, and the other one, which is Mark Jordan.
Well, Baker. Kerry Baker.
Republican.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to choose from the two statements, which are, I'm going to read them again. The first one is Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filled as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have based on in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. And the next option is, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local... Yes?
Baker's being, he did a dirty deal. Is that what you mean? Baker did something? And you're talking about Jordan?
Yeah, that's what the second one says. It says that Mark Jordan was, that it was a dirty trick by him. So which one would you say fits the most?
Oh, they all play dirty tricks. That's nothing new. You tell me why that doesn't.
Okay. So you would say that one.
Yeah, but I think it was Jordan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or Mike Baker, rather, yeah. Because I read something on Mike Baker, and I can't remember what it was.
Okay, so just to clarify, you would choose that it was a trick, a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to sell the property appraisers, right?
Well, dirty trick, what's the difference? They all play dirty tricks. That's okay.
Okay.
You think he's the only one? If you find a perfect one, you let me know.
Okay, yeah.
Somebody's going to chip you along the way somehow. That's the way our country runs sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
But it's always us, like us. We're the ones that don't benefit by it.
Almost.
We're the ones got to pay the bill and the taxes, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I came to Florida because New Jersey was so bad on taxes. That's why I'm in Florida. I really don't like Florida, but I had to come here. It was cheaper, much cheaper to live, you know?
Really?
Because I came from New Jersey, which was... New Jersey was terrible on taxes. Oh. So,
okay.
And it was run by Democrats, liberal, radical Democrats. I could have booted every one of them. I told them that, too. Don't say that, they said.
Yeah. Okay.
I could be a mean dude.
Yeah. Now, this one's a long one. So, if you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote?
It wouldn't make any difference. So, which one would it be?
Okay, so this is like a different question, so I'm going to read different statements about different people whose names aren't in the list, and you tell me if this would make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for them. So I'm going to read them for you, and you tell me what you think. The first one is a candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican. What would you say?
What was his name?
There's no names here. It's just about statements. And their
it doesn't matter. Whatever they do, they're not perfect anyway. So they probably had some corruption somewhere, you know?
You would say no difference then?
No different. Right, no different.
Okay. The next one is a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Oh, you gotta boot him out. Skyrocketing insurance, we don't need any.
Okay, so for this one, I need like exact answers. So the options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Much likely.
Okay. The next one is a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
What else is new?
Sorry?
What did you say about the Democrats? I mean, I left a state that was run by Democrats. I really,
yeah.
They are worse than the Republicans. Let me tell you that.
So you would say much less likely?
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
Yeah, they're taking all our jobs. I don't want him. I mean, my husband was an immigrant, but that was years ago. You know, years and years ago. But he had to work his way through, you know, with everything.
Yeah.
He never got anything. He had nothing handed to him. You know what I mean? So...
Mm-hmm. So,
but when they come here, they get more than I get, which I'm not jealous of nothing, but it's the principle of the thing, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I get it.
You understand what I mean? They treat them much better. And they give them everything. We used to have Puerto Ricans come over all the time when I was younger. And they were giving it a lot of stuff. I was poor. I didn't get what they got, you know? I wouldn't want it anyway, because I only worked for everything I got.
Yeah.
But that they were getting more than I was not getting, you know? Didn't have the privilege like them, you know?
Okay.
So my husband was a foreigner. He came from Holland, but they worked for a living. They worked in their aunt had a milk dairy. They, you know what I like? Before they come here, they had to have a sponsor, these foreigners. And they had to have a job, or they couldn't come to the United States. I wish they would go back to that. You know what I mean? You can't come here unless you have a relative to take care of you, and you have a job. And it's much better that way. That's what they did with my mother-in-law when she came here. She had to have a sponsor. Her aunt's father, her cousin sponsored her. They stayed in this big house they had, and they had a little milk there. She worked in that until she got on her feet and got her own place. That's the way it should be, you know? Don't just give up because you come here and you're a foreigner. I'm not against that. It doesn't mean I hate them. It's just not right.
Yeah.
So that's the way. I could take Joe Biden's place, you know?
Yeah. You said you don't like him.
Tell him I said so. This old lady's going to boot you out.
So would you say you are much more likely to vote for a candidate who supports that? You're somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Most likely, I guess. It didn't matter. Most likely. I mean, we all got our faults and things we did, you know? I can write a book what I did wrong.
Yeah, that happened for us.
I caused a lot of problems. Nice to go to the meetings, you know, the Republican meetings, and I didn't like what they were saying. My mouth was open. Now I keep it shut.
Okay. The next one says, a candidate who has served on the Austin City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community. Are you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or less likely?
I didn't understand that question, though.
It says, a candidate who has served on the Austin City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Most likely I would vote for him, yeah.
Okay, much more likely. What about a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a college and refusing to pay for items purchased?
That's everybody. That's everybody. That's in politics. Why choose one guy? It's everybody.
Yeah, so...
I vote for that guy because he's honest. He's a crook.
You would what?
I would vote for that guy.
You would vote for him?
No, not really.
Would you say somewhat less likely or much less
likely? Yeah, so much less likely. Yeah, the first one, yeah. Less likely. But I can't judge. Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. What about...
Maybe he reformed. Maybe he'll reform. What's the difference? Who takes... Everybody takes something from the government. If we had an honest government, I wouldn't be where I am today. I had to move to Florida.
Yeah.
I still don't like Florida.
You don't like
Florida? I'm here 40 years. We worked hard. My husband, he was born in Holland, and his mother, she worked real hard when she came here. And she had to have a sponsor, and she had to have a job, you know? And they didn't speak any English. They didn't have a school to teach them. He learned from the street. He learned all the wrong words from the street.
So they did while they were already there.
I mean, they were hard workers, you know?
Yeah.
And the kids didn't speak any English, so the kids that lived there taught them. Of course, they taught them the wrong words, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't have a school to teach them. The school didn't have the special classes like they had today, you know? And you picked all the words from the street people, you know, the bad words.
the bad ones.
He had an accent. He came from Poland, and but he was very smart, and he worked very hard. And it'd be 6 years that he passed away. We lived a long time married.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But he was a very good husband and work and father, and a hard worker and funny guy. He could have beat Bob Hope with his jokes. He could have roofed for him. He was very good at ad libbing. I was the only one laughed at him though. Jokes.
Yeah. The next one says, a candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress?
A candidate for what?
A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress, would you be much more likely to vote for him? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay.
Somewhat.
The next one says, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years?
Oh, yeah, I would vote for that guy.
Much
those
more
little
likely,
grocery stores.
Much more likely.
Much more likely, yeah.
Okay. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant?
I'd boot that guy in the rear end, he say that to me. Whoever he was.
So, somewhat less
not,
likely or much
DeSantis
less likely?
DeSantis is not a tyrant.
Yeah. So, much less likely or somewhat less
likely? Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars?
I don't think I'd vote for him at all.
So, somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
Oh, I wouldn't vote for him at all.
So much less likely.
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
But he supports him now? He didn't do that long time ago? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. He didn't do it before, but but now he's becoming a Republican.
Oh, well, he got his eyes open. Sure, I'll vote for that guy.
So you
he's my kind of guy.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
No, much more likely.
Okay. The next one says, a candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote.
They're seeking power? Well, who doesn't seek power? That's what they do.
True.
They, in fact, you're your friend, but when they get that power, they don't even know you're not your friend anymore. I don't think I would vote for them.
So much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Most less likely. Most not likely. Most. I'm getting tongue twisted. Most not less likely.
And the next one, a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders.
I didn't get that.
Okay, it says a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders.
I don't know. I don't know about that much.
Okay, there's also an option that says don't know. So is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Okay, and the last one says a candidate who had a line placed on their home and in separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Wow.
Okay.
Over
$100,000.
Where was that?
Less likely.
Most not likely.
Okay.
I don't even know what that number is. I never got that high in my life, and I'm old already.
Yeah,
that much money.
And
I don't even know what that is.
That's a lot of money, right?
I know. I said it. All my life, I never got that high. I keep getting lower instead of higher.
Yeah, imagine that as a debt.
I came from a poor family, and I married a poor husband, and I'm still poor, so it don't matter.
No.
I'm okay. I get food on the table. so it don't matter.
Yeah, that's what matters. Exactly. And
my husband died on me.
Sorry?
My husband, he died 6 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but I'm a widow.
A long life together, so that's like...
Oh, yeah, he was great.
People get divorced nowadays.
His vocabulary was terrible. It was both of us instead of boat, you know? He said boat in the ocean, but he meant boat. And he would say ting instead of thing. And my kids would say, Dad, it's thing. And he'd go, this, 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 this. He would make fun.
Yeah, he would annoy them like that.
His vocabulary, but he was very smart, you know? But his vocabulary was very bad. That's because he spoke French from Holland, you know?
Yeah, because you said it before that he learned while he was already there, so that's...
Oh, yeah, he worked real hard. He was a very good husband, very good.
Yeah. That's great.
Very proud of him.
Yeah. And now you will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm very conservative.
Okay.
Joe Bro Biden just over the Potomac.
Yeah.
Tell him I said
and
that.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Oh, I graduated high school. That was it. Then I had to go to work. I had a fourth family, you know? So.
Yeah.
Didn't matter. Didn't make good. I'm still living. Okay, I finished high school, yeah.
And do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice in the issue?
Oh, no, pro-life, definitely. Pro-life.
Strongly pro-life or somewhat?
Yeah, pro-life, yeah.
Okay, strongly pro-life then. And that was it for the survey. Thank you so much for participating and for answering the questions.
Well, I'm glad you understood me. A lot of people don't.
No, that's okay. It was nice talking to you.
Same here. You have a good day. Anybody gives you any argument, get his name or contact him.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye, dear.
Thank you. Bye.